Welcome to episode 2 of Rebuilding Lives, the podcast where we dive deep into inspiring stories of transformation and share practical tools for personal growth and redemption. Our mission is to provide hope, guidance, and actionable advice for anyone striving to rebuild their life, no matter the challenges they've faced. Today's topic is a powerful one: the power of forgiveness in rebuilding relationships. Whether you're navigating the aftermath of incarceration, working through addiction recovery, or simply trying to mend broken bonds with loved ones, this episode is for you. Forgiveness is a word that carries so much weight, doesn't it? For some, it feels like an impossible mountain to climb, riddled with pain and unanswered questions. How do you forgive someone who's hurt you deeply? How do you forgive yourself for the mistakes you've made? These are questions many of us wrestle with, often in silence. But what if forgiveness wasn't about letting someone else off the hook? What if it wasn't about excusing hurtful actions or pretending everything is okay? What if forgiveness was really about reclaiming your own power, about freeing yourself from the chains of resentment and taking back control of your emotional well-being? In today's episode, we'll explore why forgiveness is essential for rebuilding trust and relationships. We'll look at how holding on to anger or guilt can hold us back, and how opening ourselves to forgiveness can pave the way for healing and personal growth. Along the way, we'll share actionable steps for incorporating forgiveness into your life, as well as inspiring stories of people who have used forgiveness to transform even the most fractured relationships. So, grab a cup of coffee, find a quiet moment, and join us for this important conversation. By the end of this episode, we hope you'll feel empowered to take the next step toward forgiveness, whether it's forgiving someone else or starting with yourself. Let's dive in. Why forgiveness matters for you. Forgiveness starts within. It's easy to think forgiveness is something we do for the other person, but that couldn't be further from the truth. Holding on to anger or resentment is like drinking poison and waiting for someone else to suffer. These emotions weigh us down, chaining us to the pain of the past and preventing us from moving forward. Think about a time in your life when resentment consumed you. Maybe your thoughts were filled with, "Why did they do that to me?" Or, "I'll never forgive them for this." Did those thoughts bring you peace or closure? Or did they simply magnify the hurt, keeping the wound open and raw? Resentment has a way of taking over our minds, stealing our joy, and clouding our ability to see the future clearly. Forgiveness is the antidote. It doesn't negate what happened. It doesn't erase the hurt or say what they did was acceptable. But it frees you from the burden of carrying that pain. Forgiveness is not about forgetting. It's about reclaiming your power. It's about deciding that the actions of others will no longer control your emotions, thoughts, or well-being. Forgiving isn't weak. It's one of the bravest acts of self-love you can choose. It takes courage to decide that your peace is more important than your anger. It takes strength to let go of the grip that resentment has on your heart. By forgiving, you're not excusing the past. You're empowering your future. You're choosing freedom, healing, and the ability to fully embrace life without the weight of unresolved pain holding you back. So take that step, no matter how small it may seem. Forgiveness is a gift you give to yourself, and it has the power to change your life. Practical steps toward forgiveness. Forgiveness can feel hard, even impossible at times, and that's okay. It's not something that happens overnight or a simple switch you can flip. Forgiveness is a journey, a process that takes time and intentional effort. Even small steps forward are meaningful and help you move closer to healing. Step 1, acknowledge the pain. You can't forgive what you haven't faced. Take an honest look at what hurt you and why it affected you so deeply. What emotions come up when you think about it? Journal your thoughts. Speak them out loud to someone you trust, or bring them to a place of reflection or prayer. This step is about confronting and naming the pain, which is the first step in releasing it. Remember, avoiding the pain only keeps you stuck. Acknowledging it helps you take back control. Step 2, shift the perspective. This next step can be challenging but important. Try to see the person beyond their actions. What might their story be? Often, Hurt people hurt others because of their own unresolved pain or challenges. This doesn't mean you're excusing their actions or minimizing how they hurt you, but rather recognizing their humanity. Viewing them with empathy can make the burden of resentment feel a little lighter and move you closer to letting go. Step 3. Set boundaries. Forgiveness does not mean allowing someone to hurt you again or continuing a relationship that's harmful. It's a common misconception that forgiveness equals reconciliation. It doesn't. Setting boundaries is an act of self-respect and protection. Define what kind of access, if any, the person will have to your life moving forward. Boundaries are not about punishment. They're about ensuring your emotional well-being as you heal. Focus on your freedom. Forgiving doesn't mean forgetting, excusing, or condoning what happened, and it certainly doesn't mean you're doing it for the person who hurt you. This step is for you. Forgiveness is about reclaiming your emotional and mental well-being. Resentment and anger can tie you to the past, holding you back and weighing you down in ways you may not even realize. Carrying that emotional burden can create stress, anxiety, and even impact your physical health. Forgiveness is a way to set yourself free, to let go of the chains that keep you anchored to pain and hurt. Every time those feelings of anger or resentment creep back in, remind yourself why you're choosing forgiveness. It's to free yourself from that heavy load. This is a gift you give yourself, not the person who caused the harm. Practice repeating affirmations or mantras to reinforce your decision, such as, "I'm letting go for my own peace," or, "I deserve to live free of this pain." Writing these down or saying them out loud can help ground you when emotions resurface. Remember, forgiveness is not a one-time act. It's a process that takes effort and patience. Some days will feel easier than others. Over time, those constant reminders will help solidify your decision to let go, and eventually, the weight of the pain will begin to lighten. Forgiveness may not come easily, and it's okay to struggle with it. But the peace and freedom it brings are worth every step of the process. Be gentle with yourself along the way. Healing takes time, and there is no set timeline for this journey. Allow yourself the grace to move at your own pace and celebrate each small step toward emotional liberation. You deserve that freedom. Rebuilding trust in relationships. Rebuilding relationships after betrayal or brokenness is one of the hardest and most emotional challenges anyone can face. If you've hurt someone or been hurt, you know how fragile trust can be. It feels like a delicate thread, easily broken but so hard to repair. The good news? Trust can be rebuilt. It's not impossible, but it does take intentional work, commitment, and, most importantly, time. Whether the relationship is with a partner, friend, or family member, the steps to rebuilding trust share a common foundation. Step 1. Own your role. If you're the one seeking forgiveness, the first step is to take full responsibility for your actions. This isn't the time for justifications, excuses, or shifting blame. A genuine apology holds incredible power and sets the tone for healing. It tells the other person, "I see the pain I've caused, and I'm committed to doing better." Be specific when apologizing. Acknowledge exactly what you did wrong and how it impacted them. Avoid vague statements like, "I'm sorry if you felt hurt," and instead say, "I'm sorry for lying to you. I know it broke your trust, and I deeply regret it." Owning your role shows humility and accountability, which are essential to rebuilding trust. Step 2, open communication. True forgiveness and healing thrive on open, honest communication. Sit down with the person involved and have a real conversation. And by conversation, I really mean listening more than talking. Give them the space to express their pain, anger, and fears. It's important to resist the urge to defend yourself or minimize their feelings. Instead, focus on validating their emotions. Healing happens in these raw, authentic moments where both people can be vulnerable. Ask questions like, "What do you need from me to feel safe again?" Or, "How can I begin to make things right?" Openness fosters connection, and connection is the bridge to rebuilding trust. Step 3, be patient. Rebuilding trust doesn't happen overnight. It's not something that can be rushed or forced. It takes consistent effort over time. This means your actions must speak louder than your words. It's not enough to promise you'll change. You need to show that change through your behavior. For example, if your actions broke the trust, you may need to set boundaries or make sacrifices to prove your commitment to repairing the damage. Understand that the other person might not be ready to fully trust you right away. And that's okay. Be patient with their process and give them the time they need to heal in their own way. Think of a relationship like a tree. Breaking the trust is like chopping off a branch. It leaves a wound and the tree looks incomplete. Rebuilding trust is like nurturing that tree back to health. It takes time, care, and consistent effort to encourage new growth. But when that new branch finally appears, the roots of the tree are often deeper and stronger than before. With patience and love, relationships can grow back stronger than ever. Remember, rebuilding trust is a journey, not. Forgiveness empowers healing. Here's the beauty of forgiveness. It's not just about you. Forgiveness can set off a transformative ripple effect of healing in the lives of those around you. When one person chooses to forgive, it creates a powerful atmosphere for others to follow suit, unlocking the potential for deeper connection and understanding. Think about a family caught in endless cycles of anger, resentment, and blame. It seems unbreakable, until one person takes the brave first step to forgive. That single act is like dropping a stone into a still pond. The ripple spreads outward, touching everyone in its path. Slowly, those ripples encourage others to reflect, to soften, and to forgive as well. It only takes one act of courage to set the entire cycle in motion. Forgiveness is the breath of a second chance. It's a gift to yourself and to those around you. A chance to rebuild, reconnect, and let healing take root where once only pain existed. When forgiveness feels impossible. Of course, forgiveness isn't always easy. Let's be honest. It can feel downright impossible in certain situations. Some wounds cut deeply, leaving scars that seem too painful to confront. Forgiveness becomes even harder when the person responsible for the harm refuses to acknowledge what they've done or doesn't show remorse. This is where seeking support becomes essential. You don't have to navigate forgiveness alone. Whether it's through a trusted friend, a counselor, a support group, or a faith leader, there are people who can guide you through the process. Sometimes just having someone listen can make all the difference as you begin the journey toward letting go. And here's an important truth to remember. Forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting what happened, excusing harmful actions, or tolerating unacceptable behavior. It's not about allowing someone to hurt you again or pretending the pain didn't matter. Forgiveness is about reclaiming your peace and freeing yourself from the weight of resentment. It's about releasing the burden of pain so that you can move forward, no longer tethered to the past. Forgiveness is a process. It takes time, patience, and self-compassion. But the freedom it brings is worth every step, both for you and for the lives you touch along the way. If there's one thing we want you to take away from this episode, it's this. Forgiveness isn't about the person who hurt you. It's about freeing yourself to become the best version of you. Forgiveness allows you to let go of the pain, anger, and resentment that hold you back, creating space for growth, peace, and a brighter future. And when it comes to rebuilding relationships, forgiveness lays the first brick. It's not always easy. It takes courage, vulnerability, and a willingness to move forward. But with time, patience, and effort, even the most fractured bonds can be repaired. Whether it's a strained friendship, a broken family connection, or a relationship that's lost its way, forgiveness can be the first step toward healing and reconnection. If this episode resonated with you, share it with someone you think might need to hear these words. A small act of kindness, like sharing a message of hope, could make a big difference in someone's life. Rebuilding Lives is presented to you by the Self-Development Factory, where change isn't just possible, it's inevitable. Our goal is to provide you with stories, tools, and inspiration to help you take charge of your personal journey. Join us next time as we explore more insights and actionable steps for growth, resilience, and transformation. Until then, keep forgiving Keep healing and keep rebuilding. Every step forward counts,